You know, I used to work with my kids, and they had AP classes at Napoleon, but it's a small school. And it was sometimes hard to convince kids to take an AP class because there's a real risk of getting your, you know, grade point damage and stuff. It's a hard class. And so one of the things I would do is I'd reassure the kids, hey, I'm not going to just leave you out there. We'll help you. And if you come to my house, I'll have study sessions at my house for the tests, and I'll cook you food. And somehow I'd always get 25 kids to sign up for the class. And definitely some of them wanted the food more than the study, but they would show up. So I would basically cook this food for the kids. It's the food I'd grown up with as a kid in Detroit. We had a lot of Italian friends and neighbors and stuff like that. And that's really where I would just hone my skills cooking. I wasn't even thinking of opening a restaurant at the time. And the kids would come in. We'd have these fun parties. The kids would get college credit for the AP class, and they'd like the food. And the kids were like, man, you should start a restaurant. You should start a restaurant. You should start a restaurant. So I'm retiring. I'm at 30 years. I'm only 52. I'm pretty young.
Yeah.
And so you kind of have to decide, you know, do you start a second career or do you teach into your 60s or something like that? And the way the pension plan is structured in Michigan, once you get past 30, there's really no benefit to your pension. So I was like, oh, let's try this.
Okay.
See how it works.